Today's Easter text from John 20 is a full and dramatic jaunt. Lots of movement, a missing body, foot races to and fro, mistaken identity, heart-breaking sadness, angelic appearances, surprise, confusion, caution, mystery. So for today's sermon, we're going to try to keep in step with Mary Magdalene. Mary sometimes gets a bad rap in the world, in Christian history, in modern culture. She's a floozy, she's a temptress, she's a prostitute. But there's no real credible grounds for this. Instead, the insight that we get from John's gospel is that Mary Magdalene is one of the few friends that is with Jesus till the bitter end. And we find Mary Magdalene at the foot of the cross when Jesus says, "It is finished." And then in John chapter 20, Mary continues to show up for her friend by being the first one to visit the tomb on this first day of the week. So what does it mean to keep up with the Magdalene on this first day of Jesus' resurrection? If you look at today's text, if you're still holding that open in your Bible, I picked out no less than 20 action phrases in these 19 verses. She ran, she sees, she runs, she says, she runs, she stands, she weeps, she stoops. She sees, she says, she turns, she sees, she wonders, she prods, she understands, she holds, she lets go, she runs, she announces, she proclaims. Are you tired yet? I think the only people who are that tired this morning are those who cooked the breakfast. You've been everywhere, you feel, hither and yon, through bacon and pancake batter. Some of you have seen and eaten the man cake. It's exhausting. In the midst of all this action, I want to narrow it down to just a few ideas here. We live in a world of empty and robbed tombs. I'm pretty sure that you'll agree that our world is not as it should be. Over the past year, I've said from this pulpit several times, and I've carried this phrase in my heart too, be kind. Everyone you meet is in the midst of a great struggle. We're such a blessed people as North Americans, and yet it's staggering when we stop to think all the struggles that are around us. We have the homeless in our city, the poor, the downcast. Even if you leave church today and go across the bridge from 109th Street, there's often a person there who's asking for food or for money. We have all these global calamities and hardships. We have personal trials and tribulations that we face, the loss of loved ones, pain, sickness, mental unwellness. You can insert the struggle here in this space. And in the midst of these deep struggles and deep sadnesses, is it enough then to say Christ is risen? What is the good news about this truth? Because I'm convinced that living this life of following Jesus and believing in a living Christ has to be more than just declaring propositional truths. So yes, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. But I want to add just a little more action to this phrase this weekend. How about Christ is risen in deeds? In the deeds of his people, in the deeds of his disciple, in the deeds of us who today say, yes, we follow this Christ to the empty tomb, but we also follow this risen Christ out. This is the kind of Christ following that I believe keeps up with the Magdalenes. So as we run with Mary to and fro through today's text, I just want us to take four stops and sit with four deeds of disciples that you might consider this morning. The first deed is let us see. In the midst of the emotion and angst of thinking that Jesus' body has been stolen, Mary stands outside the tomb and she gets the courage to enter and see what Peter and John had seen. And for whatever reason, Mary gets to see more. She gets to see angels rather than just neatly folded tomb clothes. And so for us, what does it mean for us as deeds of disciple-doing people to see? To see the supernatural in the midst of the natural. And I'm not sending you out on angel hunts this week, but what does it look like for us to see beyond physical reality and see supernatural reality as God might lay it out before us? Let us see. The second deed for disciples that you might consider today is encounter. Let us encounter. In the midst of seeing the supernatural, Mary comes out of the tomb and runs smack dab into the gardener. She encounters a stranger. She questions him, wondering if he pulled off this first century heist and got rid of the body. What do we say of our encounters with Jesus? Are we encountering Jesus in any places in our lives? Here's Mary in the garden, and she sees someone. She thinks it's the gardener, but we know because we're on this side of the story that it's more than a gardener. But what does it look like for us here on Easter Sunday to encounter the living Christ? Are we spending time in the garden looking for Jesus? Might we find him in frantic, unexpected places today, this week, this month? The third deed for disciples is this: let us hear our names. Verse 16 is the TSN turning point in today's gospel story. TSN meaning the seeker is named. TSN, the seeker's name. I worked long and hard on that this week, peoples. TSN. Okay. The empty tomb, garden of hopelessness, despair, is the exact same place where Mary gets the opportunity to have this nose-to-nose, face-to-face experience with the resurrected Christ. And Jesus calls her by name. And she recognizes that this is not the gardener. This is her teacher. This is her friend. This is her love. This is her Lord. Do we hear the Lord naming us today? If not, will we run by faith with Mary and believe that we are named, that we're loved, that today we are beloved sons and daughters of God? If you read through the Gospel of John and you go five chapters back, we hear Jesus saying, "No greater love is there than this, than one lays down his life for one's friends. I do not call you servants any longer, but I have called you friends." And then if we go back 10 chapters earlier, in John chapter 10, we hear Jesus saying, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Because we are named, because we are chosen, because we are cared for by a loving shepherd, the confident good news of Easter is that we are loved, we are known, and we are named. The deeds of disciples: we see, we encounter, we hear our names. But we don't simply settle back and bask in this glory of love. There's this strange verse 17 in today's story where Jesus says to Mary, "Do not hold on to me because I have not yet ascended to the Father." It's a perplexing verse, and there are many interpretations of why Jesus says this to Mary. But the one that seemed to resonate most with me this week as I reflected on this is that Jesus is not pushing away Mary, but instead it's gently Jesus lovingly pushing Mary forward. In essence, he's saying things will never be the same, but at the same time, things will never be more incredible than what you are about to experience. Barbara Brown Taylor, one of my favorite preachers and writers, puts it this way: Jesus was not on his way back to her and the others. He was on his way to God, and he was taking the whole world with him. Thus, Jesus gives Mary the first great commission: go. I am ascending to the Father, your Father, my God, your God. So the fourth and final deed is this: let us speak. Mary is the first apostle of the apostles, a woman, an ordinary woman, a devoted woman, but nonetheless a woman. And in the midst of this culture, in first century Jerusalem culture, she's not the obvious choice. It should have probably been John or Peter, but Mary Magdalene is the one. And God has this notorious and strange reputation for using ordinary people to lead the way. Biblically, it's people like the stuttering prophet Jeremiah, or it's like Gideon, the reluctant speak-forther for God who was hiding in the winepress. In Christian history, it's weird ducks like St. Francis of Assisi who used to dance and sing with birds. Or it's no-nonsense, humble, matter-of-fact women like Mother Teresa who start these humble movements that change others' worlds in the name of Jesus. So the deeds for disciples are these: let us see, let us encounter, let us hear, and let us speak. And it's amazing to think that all of these deeds start at the empty tomb, a place of broken dreams, disturbing disappointments, failed plans, a place where the disciples were overwhelmed, where Mary was devastated. So this Easter, as we continue the Christian tradition and say he is risen indeed, but we also, for the next 49 days, press into the season of Easter. It's not just one day to get it all out there. It's 49 more days to be an Easter people. So how might we explore how Christ is to be risen in our deeds? I suggest this morning we start by hanging out with Mary Magdalene, this humble, devoted sister in the faith. The powers and principalities of evil have not won the day. You and I do not need to give into the way of darkness. Instead, today, we join Mary. We run with Mary, even, in this power of the resurrection of the one who sees us, the one who even bumps into us, the one who names us, and the one who inspires us to speak. So may we run and tell the good news of Easter this week and in these 49 more days of Easter. But before we run this morning, I want to give you 1 minute of silence to sit, to pray, to reflect, to receive what God has for you in the presence and power of the risen Christ, the Holy Spirit, this morning. And even as you're sitting, one thing that we learned during our Lenten retreat was we could even sit with our palms upward. And so if you feel comfortable, even in this moment of silence, sit with your palms gently turned upward, as a symbol of us being a people who might receive anew on this resurrection morning what Christ has for us. A moment of silence and then a closing prayer.
Jesus Christ, you are risen and we see you.
In the faces of the poor, in the hurting of the sick, in the anguish of the oppressed.
Jesus Christ, you are risen and we see you.
In the weakness of the vulnerable, in the questions of the doubting, in the fears of the dying.
Jesus Christ, you are risen and we see you.
In the celebration of the saints, in the generosity of the faithful, in the compassion of the caring.
Jesus Christ, you are risen and we see you.
You transform our world with love and hope. You ignite our hearts of stone with compassion and care. You transfigure our world with the spirit of life.
Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. You are risen and we see you.